A Medicaid home and community-based care services waiver is a source of federal funding that allows many people with certain disabilities to live at home rather than in some institution. More on this in a moment. Applicants must negotiate a complicated web of state and federal criteria to receive a waiver, and sometimes a waiver is required to qualify for Medicaid. People who have waivers often receive services under the Personal Care Assistance Program, which just started processing applications again after the federal government imposed a moratorium for most of the summer. Center for Communities Executive Director Connie Seip says this is good news for many prospective clients.
If they need personal care to help with their activities of daily living, getting around, getting dressed, bathing, getting in and out of the bathroom, they can get personal care now. They can apply and they can be assessed by a state assessor, and then the consumer can choose a provider such as Center for Community, or there are, I think, 60 other personal care agency providers in the state. So that's a really good thing.
Applications for personal care assistance that were frozen during the summer moratorium are moving again. What's not moving are the waivers. SIPE offers another scenario.
Say, for instance, an older Alaskan, somebody who's 72 who goes into a nursing home, Sitka Community Hospital nursing home, whatever, and then the doctor all feel that the person can't go back home alone and manage their life. They need assistance to stay at home, or else they have to stay in that nursing home bed. They can't get the home and community-based care waiver services that would allow them to go back home.
There are four types of individual who qualify for home and community-based care services waivers: children with complex medical needs, persons with developmental disabilities acquired in childhood, adults with physical disabilities, and older Alaskans. You may be a perfectly healthy adult and think the program doesn't have any bearing on you or your perfectly healthy family, but it might someday.
Sometimes a waiver is even what pays for a person's care in the Pioneers home, because a waiver can pay for assisted living care, or it can pay for care in the person's own home or in a caregiver's home. They could go move in with their daughter and get some care to help the daughter manage around her other responsibilities.
Seip says she's aware that the Division of Senior and Disability Services is working overtime to bring the state into compliance with federal standards for the waivers program, and hopes to see the rest of the moratorium lifted soon. Many of the nearly 2,000 applicants stranded in this summer's moratorium were applying for waivers. The Center for Community is now bracing for a decline in revenue. SIPE says it's incorrect to assume that the relatively quick, by government standards, lifting of the moratorium on personal care assistance will carry over into the waivers.
We're not totally out of the woods yet to see what it's going to mean. And the waivers being closed down still means a significant loss of new clients coming in our door. So, for instance, Center for Community and other agencies are all concerned that we have a loss of volume of business, which means it's harder for us to keep our experienced caregivers who serve our clients.
The Center for Community employs 45 people in Sitka and another 100 around Southeast Alaska and in Anchorage. SIPE says the center has planned strategic cuts in the central office to absorb the reduced volume while the moratorium on waivers remains in place. Some of the staff who handle Medicaid billing and accounts will take extended leave or work part of the year in order to retain service staff. And it may be harder to reach her on the phone.
That's where we've had to do some reduction. In a couple of weeks, people will call here and will not probably get a live receptionist.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.